This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
This is Open for Business. I'm Christine Wong. It's safe to say that the pandemic has accelerated the adoption of and adaptation to technology faster than ever before. And one piece of technology that has truly risen to stardom is the QR code. Joining me on the line today is Edward Senju, Regional CEO of Japanese business card management market Sansan, to discuss how the QR code gave the company a new life in the pandemic with the rise of virtual business cards.
First of all, thank you for having me here today, Christine. We're a company called Sansan, which is which started in Japan in 2007. And we're a startup to actually let the companies have their full view of the connections that they have made from the past. In every Asian country, so we do exchange business cards. And this is the proof that we have met that person. So by scanning and digitizing all these by machine and real human power, we will create a database for the companies to understand what kind of connections that they have made from the past. So if you want a new kind of appointment, you can first go into your company's contact database and figure out what kind of connections you have. Can you get an internal referral to actually make that appointment? Those kind of things can be done if you have a central database of the connections of your company. So this is what we've been actually doing throughout the years and providing this service. Now, 7,000 customers are using our service across the world, across 38 countries, including Singapore, Malaysia, many ASEAN countries as well. So I'm the person who's heading all these global expansions outside Japan. Yeah.
Right. Fantastic. And you guys have been around for quite a while. I believe you actually started in 2007. But obviously, there's been a lot of changes for all of us, I think, over the past year and a bit, right? It's been quite a chaotic time and a lot of people have had to adapt, including Sansan. So can you tell me a little bit about the pivots that you guys did when the pandemic first hit in February, March 2020?
Yeah. So last year, it was a big change for us, even for our customers. Meetings went online. So that means no face-to-face meeting, no chit-chats or over the coffee. So that meant if we don't have this physical kind of meetings, that prevented the customers to get the business cards from their counterpart. So business card itself is a very rich first party data that you can use in business, including any other a social network. You don't have those phone numbers or emails, and everything written on the business card is a truth. So that business card itself was a valuable weapon for especially salespeople to actually understand about their connections. But we can't get it. We can't actually have it in our hands. So that was the big issue that our customer was facing. They do conduct meetings, but everything was online. So we don't have any way to get those contact information from their counterparts. So everyone came up to us and said, hey, isn't there any kind of way that we can exchange these business contacts online? So we came up with this function called virtual cards in July 2020. Yeah, that was the big pivot that we kind of made. We were kind of not stuck, but focusing on a paper business card. But we went beyond that. And now over 4,300 customers who's using our service is actually adopting this virtual cards into their daily business operations. Today, we're chatting on using this Hangout. Mm-hmm. But inside my background, you'll see a QR code here. And if you scan it by your phone, then you can download all my contact information.
Yep. So, I mean, you were mentioning earlier, right, that across Asia, business cards have essentially been the norm for so long. I mean, for generations and generations, that's kind of been the tradition, right? So, how difficult was it to, navigate that transition and perhaps educating your consumers about the virtual business cards and also making that shift away from paper?
Yeah, so basically we have to like see how the things are coming back right now. So eventually there's no chance, like a choice for our users to actually use our like virtual cards to exchange contacts at this moment. So in some way, this COVID situation really pushed like people going forward with these like digital transformation. So first they were kind of like hesitated to like actually try it out and even like describing it in the like the beginning of the meeting. But after they get used to it, it becomes much more like convenient for them to like actually use these virtual cards. They can just send over the link and basically you can start those like introduction based on what you're doing. So kind of like if you use the virtual cards, it gets closer to the actual like face-to-face meetings. So it really helped our customers to like actually feel the touch of those like face-to-face meetings, even in the online scenes. So yeah, slowly people came into the place. So it's already like a year after we kind of like started this product and the function itself. So people are now using it daily, especially like having the integration with the calendars, just sending these like URL and the link to these like virtual cards, even before the meeting so that people can understand who you are. Yeah. So it's kind of like slowly coming into the picture as a natural thing. And it's easier to like actually conduct the meeting online if you have it. Yeah. So I think that helped our customers to actually start using it.
Mm. And before we get into, you know, how exactly it works, you know, and what you can find on that QR code as well, you know, just out of interest, when we have stuff like, you know, LinkedIn and WhatsApp, that although they are, you know, social media or like chat platforms, they still do have our contact details in a relatively verifiable manner, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, tell me a little bit about, you know, why, like how the QR code business card compares to using services like those.
Yeah, so there's like a pros and cons in like every kind of like aspect. But if I say it, so business card itself is the richest like a first party data that your company can actually get if it's like around business. So if you see like LinkedIn, maybe you can search that person, but you'll never know that it's kind of like up to date at that moment.
Mm.
And also like in these days, these mobile numbers are very kind of like important. If you have the mobile, then you can reach them. Even they're like working from home.
Mm.
But most of these like social channels, you can't like actually reach them in calls. And it's almost impossible to like get those like, connection throughout like LinkedIn right now and get the phone contacts. So yeah, it's pretty rich. If you have to like the business card data, it's, well, basically, it's all about all the truth. So there's no like false written there.
Mm.
So there's no scams and those kind of things as well.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a rich and trustworthy data that business cards can provide.
Right. And I also guess it's a bit more direct, right? I mean, I know there are plenty of LinkedIn profiles out there that, for example, as you mentioned, don't have contact details. They'll just have a link there, you know, and then that makes it very difficult. You want to call someone or even email them and you don't actually have that information on hand, right?
Yeah, true.
Right. So can you also tell me, since you operate in so many different countries, if you have any statistics on where this business card, this virtual business card idea took off the most or where it was the most popular and why?
Yeah, so basically kind of like in every country, it depends on time to time, but people are facing difficulties dealing with this pandemic. Across the globe, it's kind of like there. So many, even like, there's no like significant difference between like the usage of our service. But we see like, if the COVID actually kind of like numbers rises, then these like virtual card exchange number rise. Yeah, these are like the one of the trend that we're seeing at this moment. But like countries like Japan, which was hard in those like a business card tradition, is actually using our service heavily. Even in the Middle East, recently we're receiving many kind of like inquiries from them because like the COVID situation is getting like pretty bad. And yeah, so it doesn't change that much depending on how people want to like overcome this like a pandemic using technologies. then if the situation gets harder, sometimes our kind of like usage kind of like rises. That's the trend that we're seeing.
Right. So in a kind of terrible way, but essentially where the pandemic starts to sort of have more of an impact is also where, there is more use for the virtual business cards as well.
True. Yeah, right. It's hard to say, but that's the data that we're seeing.
Right. That's really interesting that it's kind of fluctuating all the time, depending on how the world is, I suppose.
Yeah. So, for example, Japan, they were in the lockdown like last year, and then kind of like get like those restriction bit kind of like softer, and now it's like harder. So yeah, we see a different kind of like curve depending on that one. Yeah.
Interesting. All right, we're going to take a short break, but after that, I will continue speaking to Edward Sanju about SunSun and essentially how the virtual business card works. So do stay tuned to Open for Business here on BFM 89.9.
Better Finance Management. BFM 89.9.
You're listening to BFM 89.9. This is Open for Business. I am Christine Wong. And on the line with me today is Edward Sanju. He is the regional CEO of Japanese business card management market SunSun to discuss their pivot that they did towards virtual business cards. These are essentially QR codes that will have all the information that a business card would have. So tell me a little bit about, okay, let's say I'm someone who's interested in setting up a virtual business card with you guys. What's the process like?
Yeah, first, basically, it's our services for the team and as a whole company, for the whole company. So basically, the company kind of like starts the contract with us, and every user that's belonging to that company takes their like a first like a business card picture from their smartphone. And that will kind of like prepare this basic profile of yours, and you can get the QR code of it and the easy kind of like a link that you can actually put it on like the signature of emails and those. Yeah, and the point is, after you take the picture, this is kind of like common inside our service, but all these like data that's inside the paper business card is going to be like digitized by AI and machine learning. So you don't have to like actually type in all the details and kind of like do the like time consuming stuff. You just need to like take the picture and it's done and ready to like actually start using these virtual cards. Mm-hmm. And so like inside the meeting, you can put your QR codes into your Zoom background or like Hangout background. And then you can ask the counterpart to actually scan the QR code or just step the link over there. Then they can see your contact details, including all your like designation, title, contact number, and those from that virtual card page. Yeah. And the good point is the counterpart can actually send back their business card's image as well. Like if they have their business cards on the desk, they can just pop up their using their like phone, they can just take a picture of it and then send it back to that person so that you can actually exchange these contacts even online.
Right. I mean, so from what I understand, the information on the virtual business cards has to be based on a pre-existing business card, right?
Yes.
So what happens if a company approaches you who, let's say, is a bit newer and didn't, get around to having business cards in the first place? What happens then?
Yeah. So this is the an interesting part. Like in the past, we haven't like actually got the request for those. But now we're by starting all these like virtual cards, we now kind of like get the inquiries saying, can you make our business cards digitally? So we kind of like now we're investigating giving just like a basic template for them, and then they can tweak it on like their PC and they can just take the picture or upload it into SunSun. Right. Yeah. So they don't really have to have the paper business cards. But they can actually start using the template as they made as a company and kind of like give it to their employees in that sense. Yeah. Even the admin, SunSun's like a system admin can actually prepare all these like virtual cards for their employees as well.
I see. And yeah. I also have to ask, you know, what's the payment or the revenue like here? What's the sort of system here in terms of how much you guys charge for this particular service as well?
So our service itself, it kind of like comes with the backend database as well. So the concept is sharing all these connections that you have made online as well. And you can also put in all these like backlog paper business cards and actually make it into a single database. So it's this virtual card is one of like the options and actually being added to this like central database CRM solution. And the companies can start using our service starting from like USD $300 to up to like depending on their like customers' usage, then we kind of like have the ladder for that one. So yeah, they can. It depends on like the company size, but yeah, USD $300 will be like the starting point.
Right, I see. And, you know, obviously, I think it's interesting that you guys use a QR code specifically because, I mean, to be quite honest, I think before the pandemic happened, QR codes obviously existed, but I don't think they were as necessarily as mainstream or as widely and commonly used as they are now. So did that at all affect, you know, why you specifically use a QR code and not just, you know, a shortened URL or something like that?
Yeah, I think we need a like a various way to like actually what communicate throughout those like systems. But you know, if even if we use like Bluetooth, sometimes the other like counterpart doesn't have this like Bluetooth on, and it's going to be like a pretty kind of, like hard for them to like actually exchange or use our service. So, but QR code, every phone has a camera, and it's pretty obvious how to use it. So it's pretty like, the reason why we selected that as a main one was it's so easy to use and people understand to just take the picture of it. So now the main way of using our virtual card, one is companies hold webinars pretty much recently. Yeah, and you know, the hard part about webinars are you can't see those people who's attending it and you can't actually directly kind of like connect with those person.
Right.
But if you have this like a virtual background, then you can ask them to like actually scan your QR code there. And if people who are interested in your talk, they can actually send back your business cards and connect inside that. Of course, they are participants, so they should have these like form input data digitally, but those like connection between speakers and actually understanding about their like interest towards your talk, connecting directly. Yeah, that's one thing that our virtual card is doing. And using that QR code is the most simple way that people can follow.
I guess it's as close to the real life experience and the speed, I guess, of exchanging paper business cards, which speaking of paper as well, I do want to ask a bit of a question about the impact that this must have on the environment, because obviously if you want to change anything on your business cards, you do have to print out a whole new set. The fact that it's even a set of business cards at all, you know, it's not just like the one thing that you can like hand over and hand back or whatever. You have to have a little box of multiple, like, I don't know, 50 to 100 business cards per pack or whatever. Tell me a little bit about how this virtual business card idea has had an impact on the environment and sort of sustainability as a whole.
Yeah, so when people like leave their company, when they kind of like try to clean up their desk, they'll find the business cards of their own, which you haven't used throughout the place, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So if we use virtual cards, basically those things doesn't happen. And also from the past, we wanted to like make these like paper business cards into a digital asset. But to encourage our users, we've been actually planting trees in the environment depending on the cards that the users have scanned. Yeah. So if we kind of like count up all the, like the trees that we have planted in the past, it comes up to like 8,600 trees so far.
Wow.
Yeah. So we do have that initiative, actually, depending on like the usage of our customers. That's maybe the additional one. But actually, shifting all these like resources into physical to digital parts, yeah, it will cut many things off. That's good for like the environment, basically. There's no like distribution costs, no plastic around those like cases. It's a small step, but yeah, still, I think it's obvious that the world is kind of like stepping towards this way.
Mm.
Yeah. So yeah, compiling all these like small steps will bring the environment, yeah, going in a much more like a sustainable way.
Fantastic.
So, yeah. We think that it's it's not so huge, like cutting off those like CO2 going out to the air, but mm-hmm. yeah, still I think it's taking the very like basic part of those like business activities. So yeah, if we pile it up, yep, it might actually do good for the environment.
Yeah,
that's what we think.
Absolutely. I mean, even if it's a smaller step, it's still a step in the right direction, I suppose. Now, my final question for you, Edward, is what does Sansan have planned for the future?
Yeah, so right now, using this like pandemic to actually enforce our like style, the change of our style, we were basically treating these like business cards as a building block for our customers' like central database. But we're going beyond these like paper business cards. Now, paper business cards is much more like a AI machine learning training data for the companies. Yeah, and they can actually get these like additional contacts from their customers using our virtual cards. And also like tapping into like other places where the context actually stays in. For example, like email inboxes, like that's pretty similar to like a business card. Emails, everyone receives it in their like own inbox, and it's not kind of like shared across the country, company itself. Yeah, so Sansan will automatically extract those like valuable kind of like contacts that's inside the individual inboxes and make it into a shareable contact inside their company. Yeah, so actually stepping, making a leap beyond those like business cards and using that as a, like a master data in the backend, and even actually getting these like contacts from emails, aggregating it into a central database. That's kind of like the way that we're going. So still being like the central database for the companies, but going beyond paper business cards. Yeah.
Fantastic.
That's what we're aiming.
Lovely. Well, thank you so much, Edward, for speaking to me all about Sansan today.
Yeah. Thank you very much for inviting me.
You've been listening to Open for Business with me, Christine Wong, and I've been speaking to Edward Senju, the regional CEO of Japanese business card management market Sansan, to discuss virtual business cards. Now, if you've missed any of today's conversation, you can, of course, go to our app available on the Apple App Store and Google Play and download the app and the podcasts from there. Or you can also head over to our website, bfm.my, to listen to our podcasts on there as well. This is BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.